You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena Marama, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I'm really good, thank you.
It's good to chat with you today. There's been a lot of movement since we last spoke to you, perhaps not as much as some people were hoping for in terms of a position from the New Zealand government on the situation in Gaza at the moment, but we have seen Chris Hipkins as the Labour leader make a call for a ceasefire. From your position, how strong of a statement is this coming from Hipkins?
It's good to see, and it's another example of why community action is important, because it places pressure on politicians, on government, and it's good to see Labor making this statement, because then that also puts pressure on the incoming Prime Minister, Luxon. And I wish it hadn't taken this long. At the same time, every single day is a day that more innocents are killed by the carpet bombing from Israel. And so it's really vital that countries around the world put that pressure on and asking for an immediate ceasefire. Every single day wasted is more death, more innocents, including children. So, you know, well done to the community. I wish it had have happened earlier.
We have seen some comments from Jerry Brownlee this week saying that he doesn't think a ceasefire call is going to be helpful until certain conditions are met. What do you think about the statements we've heard from Jerry Brownlee this week?
Inhumane, actually. It's just not good enough that the world, at Western leaders particularly, are trying to normalise this level of violence. It's not good enough. It's not acceptable. We need to be really clear that this is not acceptable. People on the streets who have been rallying all around the world, Palestinian and Jewish activists for peace, organising and rallying all around the world every single weekend for 5-6 weekends. The Greens have been there every single weekend. We've been using our voice, and they know what's wrong. They know this is wrong. And, you know, fancy trying to put a condition on ending genocide. Not acceptable, not good enough.
Now, obviously, the government formation negotiations are still ongoing. It's really dragging out at this point as well. From the position, I guess, the opposition position now, what is your perspective on how long this is taking? Is this a normal length? Do you feel like this is conducive to good conversation? What's your thoughts on this, Marama?
Well, actually, to be honest, Rachel, however long they take, we're ready and rearing to go to use our voice to keep them to account, to hold their feet to the fire on climate action, ending poverty, housing issues, public transport, protecting environment. And, you know, I do understand, look, Rachel, people might recall that before election I was on the News Hub debate, you know, saying to people at home watching, do we really think Chris Hipkins is going to have a handle on leading Winston and David Seymour? And I think that's playing out right in front of us. But I think the point for us, Rachel, is Greens are ready and rearing to go. Whenever this new government forms, to get cracking on holding them to account, to keep the pressure on them, to make sure that we are looking after people and planet.
Speaking of planet, there's been some calls from Pacific leaders recently around some of the National Party's pre-election campaign promises to restart offshore oil and gas. Vanuatu in particular has been very strong that they are urging the National Party to rethink this position. This is, I think, probably obviously something the Greens would support, but do you think that there is room for a real conversation about walking back those positions from the incoming government?
We're going to reach out and absolutely offer our expertise from the Green Party, our experience from the Green Party, on what actions are needed. And we are going to absolutely offer our assistance, our support to do the right thing. Now, it will be up to National Party to accept and work with us. we've shown that we can work with any party willing to put in place change. For example, the Warmer Homes Insulation Program, it was actually started with Jeanette Fitzsimmons working with the National Party in MOU. So we're going to offer that up, Rachel. And I just want to acknowledge Ralph Reginvanu, who is the Tuvalu Minister of their government, who you're referring to, and making a really clear, bold statement. Every New Zealand government, no matter who it is, should be taking on board Pacific leadership voices and sovereignty, because they are particularly impacted by rising sea levels and climate change and extreme weather impacts. And, you know, it is their voices who we should be centering. There is no more room in this world, Rachel, for any further fossil fuel extraction. There's just none. We cannot sustain it. All attention has to be focused on moving away from fossil fuels. Every single ounce of attention has to be focused on that. So National does need to do the right thing for the Pacific, for us, for the world, and for their own morality and leadership.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Marama. It's great to speak with you. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.